Archdeacon Phil, I have instituted Oliver to the care of souls in this benefice. I now charge you to install him.
Thank you, Bishop Robert. I will do so gladly. I've looked hard and long for a stall, but I can only find a chair, but I can assure you that it does the job just as well, Oliver.
So thank you.
You take a seat. Oliver, I place you in one of the stalls assigned to the priest of these parishes. May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you with all joy and peace, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please sit or kneel as we pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your glorious name. We worship you according to your excellent greatness. You are our Maker and you are our Saviour. We praise you, God, the Father of heaven. We praise you, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. We praise you, Holy Spirit, our Counselor, our Lord and our King. May our prayer and praise rise before you and be pleasing to you this evening. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you, generous Lord, for the past ministry of this benefice. We thank you for the ministry of Richard and for his gift of preaching. We thank you for the work done during the interregnum, particularly for the efforts of Stephen, Helkius, and the rest of the staff and ministry team. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commit to you the future ministry of this benefice and pray that as we are fed by your word and inspired by the gospel, we would be transformed into the image of Jesus from one degree of glory to another. As we grow in Christ-likeness, Father, bestow on us the gifts we need to glorify you in our worship, in our service of others, and in our testimony to the saving power of Jesus Christ. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We lift to you, loving Father, the people of this benefice, asking, loving Shepherd, that in your compassion for the lost, you would have mercy on those who do not yet confess Jesus as Lord. Help us to know how to communicate to them the message of the gospel, of sins forgiven and the promise of eternal life. We pray indeed that you would send out harvesters into the harvest field, that we would reap the fruit of eternal life in those around us. We pray for the children and young people of the benefice and thank you for the work of Mark. And we pray that you would enable us to engage effectively with the young families in our villages. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. You are the Lord of all nations. And we pray particularly this evening for the country of Afghanistan. We pray that you would make a way for many to flee the persecution and bloodshed. We especially pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are facing the prospect of death for confessing Jesus, asking that you would grant them to see your glory as you did for the very first martyr, Stephen. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we lift to you those we know, near or far, who are suffering at this time. We ask that in your grace you would deliver them, and above all give them the faith they need to know your presence through the darkest of places. We remember before you now those known to us who are in most need of your deliverance. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Finally, Father, we pray that by the power of your Spirit, you would make us a people of prayer, that we would rely solely on you for everything. And we ask that you would give us such a sense of all your mercies, that our hearts would be sincerely thankful, and that we would praise you both in word and deed, walking in your presence, in holiness and righteousness, all our days. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus taught us to call God our Father. And so, in faith and trust, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.